Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Judas in Sequins, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, The Glitter Trap. The first time I learned the power of a lie, I was 6 years old, hiding under my mother's bed while her latest boyfriend screamed at her for burning his steak. The carpet reeked of cigarettes and desperation. Mama's voice trembled, "I'm sorry, baby, I'll make it right." But he backhanded her anyway. Her blood speckled the mattress springs above me. I didn't cry. I didn't breathe. I just clutched the sequin scarf she'd stolen for me from a secondhand store and promised myself I'd never let a man see me beg. 20 years later, I wear sequins like armor. The dressing room backstage at the Onyx Lounge stank of hairspray and ambition. I leaned into the cracked mirror, painting my lips the color of a fresh bruise, while the other girls gossiped about sugar daddies and silicone discounts. My reflection stared back, a stranger. Lila Voss, 26, showgirl by night, predator by choice. The stage manager barked over the speakers. Places in 5. And Lila? Mr. DeLuca wants you front row tonight. Don't fuck it up. Marco DeLuca. My handler. My parole officer. My devil. I snapped my compact shut. Tell him I'll make it worth his cut. The girl beside me, a blonde named Destiny with a coke habit and a heart of pyrite, smirked. Heard your last mark ended up on the news. What did you do, Lila? Forget to swallow. The room went quiet. I turned slowly, heels ticking like a countdown. You want to know what I do to rats who squeal, Destiny? I plucked the lit cigarette from her hand and pressed the ember to the strap of her corset. It hissed, melting lace. I skin them. She yelped, scrambling back. The others looked away. Good. Fear's the only currency that spends well in this town. The stage. The curtains opened on a breath of dry ice and lust. The Onyx Lounge wasn't a theater, it was a feeding ground. Billionaires in hand-stitched suits licked scotch off their molars while they eyed the merchandise. I danced center stage, hips carving sin into the spotlight, my feathered headdress trembling like a dying thing. Roland Crane sat third row, right where Marco promised he'd be. Hedge fund vulture. Divorced twice. Net worth, $1.4 billion. Kinks, control, degradation leaving marks. I locked eyes with him as the bass throbbed. Let him see the flicker of fear I'd practiced in the mirror. Let him think he'd caught me. The music swelled. I spun, shedding rhinestones, and his Rolex glinted as he adjusted himself under the table. Got you. The trap. After the show, I found him in the VIP lounge, already drunk on power and Macallan 25. His gaze raked my body, still sheened in sweat. You're taller up close, he slurred. I slid into the booth, crossing legs that cost him $500 a second to stare at. And you're richer than God. What's a girl gotta do to get a drink around here? He ordered champagne. I ordered time. 2 hours later, his penthouse at the Aria smelled like regret and Cuban cigars. He fumbled with the clasp of my necklace, his breath sour. You're not like the others, he muttered, a script every mark recycled. I laughed, throaty and hollow. You're right. I'm expensive. He liked that. Threw me onto the bed like a sack of cash. I let him claw my dress. Let him think he'd won. When he stumbled to the minibar for another drink, I palmed the pill from my garter, Midnight Blue, Marco's specialty. Tasteless. Fast. Leaves them docile, not dead. To new beginnings, I purred, clinking his glass. He drank. I counted. 10-9-8. His pupils dilated. 3-2. He collapsed face first into the pillows. The unraveling. I worked methodically. Gloves on. Camera jammer humming in my clutch. His laptop yielded the usual filth. Offshore accounts, insider trades, a mistress in Dubai named Yasmin who'd cost him $3 million in hush money. But then I found the folder labeled Archives. The first photo stole the air from my lungs. A girl no older than 19, bound to a chair. Duct tape over her mouth. Eyes wide as headlights. Click. Another. And another. Dozens. Different girls. Same terror. My hands shook. I'd met men like Roland before, wolves in wolfskin. But this? A notification chimed on his phone, secure storage renewed, 72 hours remaining. I followed the trail. A storage unit downtown. Paid in cash. Untraceable. The key was in his safe. I should have called Marco. Should have walked away. But that girl in the photo, she had my mother's eyes. The devil in the alley. The desert night was cold enough to crack bone. I hailed a cab, clutching the storage key like a crucifix, when headlights blinded me. A black Escalade idled at the curb. The window rolled down. Get in. The voice was steel wrapped in silk. I froze. Not interested. The door swung open. The man stepped into the sodium glare, mid-40s, scar splitting his brow like a lightning strike. He held up a photo. Roland Crane, mouth sewn shut with fishing line. You're good, Lila, he said. But you missed the camera in the bedroom closet. My blood turned to ice. Who the hell are you? He smiled. The cleanup crew. Chapter 2, The Devil's Guest List. The dead don't stay buried in Vegas. They rise with the neon. 3 days after Roland Crane's corpse hit the front page, I stood backstage at the Onyx Lounge, duct taping my left tit into a corset that smelled like someone else's sweat. The dressing room TV blared CNN. Authorities suspect Crane's murder is linked to a string of high-profile disappearances. A photo of me, blurred but unmistakable, flashed on screen. Red sequins. Black hair. A predator's smile. Destiny snorted, painting her lips corpse gray. Looks like you're 15 minutes, Lila. Too bad you'll be in a body bag by sunrise. I yanked the plug from the wall. The screen died mid-sentence. Jealousy's a bad color on you, sweetheart. Then again, so's herpes. The room went still. Destiny lunged, nails aimed at my eyes, but Marco's voice cut through the haze of hairspray. Lila. My office. Now. His office was a broom closet with delusions of grandeur. Fake mahogany desk. A safe full of burner phones and blackmail photos. A framed picture of his ex-wife, crossbow victim, unsolved, smiling like she knew she'd win in the end. Marco didn't sit. He slammed me against the wall, his gold pinky ring biting into my throat. You stupid cunt, he hissed. Crane's people are offering 7 figures for the girl in the security footage. The girl in red sequins. I choked out a laugh. Tell them to line up. I'll autograph their divorce papers. He tightened his grip. This isn't a joke. The cops are sniffing. The Eclipse is sniffing. You're a liability. Then cut me loose. His laugh smelled like stale cigars and regret. You don't get to quit, Lila. You owe me. Owe him. For the job in Miami. For the body in the Everglades. For the lie he'd sworn to keep buried. He tossed a keycard at my feet. Bellagio Suite 1209. Disappear. Stay off the grid. And if you breathe a word about the society, you'll what? I scooped up the key, smirking. Kill me? I'm already dead, Marco. We all are. The Gilded Cage. Suite 1209 was a tomb with a view. Floor-to-ceiling windows framed the strip's epileptic glow. The fountains below dancing to a tune I couldn't hear. The minibar held enough vodka to drown a lesser woman. I chose the bottle with the sharpest edges. 3 knocks shattered the silence. I grabbed a corkscrew. Room services canceled. The door swung open. Jack. He looked different under the chandelier light. Younger, or maybe just better at hiding the rot. His scar gleamed like a trophy. You look like hell, Lila. I aimed the corkscrew at his chest. You look like a problem. He ignored me, setting a paper bag on the table. Inside, a cheeseburger, fries, and a chocolate milkshake. My last meal order at the Onyx. How'd you find me? Marco's not the only one with friends at the Bellagio. He popped a fry into his mouth. Eat. You'll need the energy. I didn't move. Why do you care? I don't. He leaned back, sleeves rolling up to reveal the serpent and dagger tattoo. But you're useful. And right now, you're the only person in this city dumber than I am. The burger grease smelled like guilt. My stomach growled. What do you want? He slid a file across the table. Inside, photos of men. CEOs. Senators. A tech billionaire who'd keynote the last CES. All crossed out in red ink. They're liars, he said. Cheats. Rapists. And they're all connected to the Eclipse Society. I forced a scoff. The Eclipse is a myth. Is it? He flipped to the last photo. A girl, maybe 22, posed like a broken doll on a satin bed. Her wrists were bound with piano wire. Her face was mine. The room tilted. Where did you get this? Storage locker 42B. The one you found. Roland's key burned in my pocket. He'd been watching me. Jack stood looming. The society's real. And they're coming for you. Unless you help me gut them first. The first kill. We met at dawn in a desert graveyard of rusted cars. Jack tossed me a shovel. Dig. I stared at the cracked earth. You're joking. The girl in the photo. Maria Reyes. Missing since June. They buried her here. He stabbed his shovel into the dirt. You owe her this. I dug until my blisters bled. The sun climbed, scalding. When the shovel hit wood, I vomited bile. The coffin was child-sized. Maria's skeleton curled fetal, a diamond collar fused to her vertebrae. Jack traced the bones with reverence. They branded their pets. Like cattle. Why show me this? Because you're still pretending you have a choice. He kicked the collar into the dirt. You don't. They'll kill you. Or I will. But if you help me, I'll let you live long enough to watch them burn. The wind howled through the car husks. Maria's skull grinned up at me. I picked up the collar. What's the plan? Chapter 3. Skin in the game. There's a moment, right after you cross a line you can't uncross, where the world goes quiet. No guilt. No adrenaline. Just the hollow click of your soul locking into a new shape. I felt it when I was 12, watching my mother's boyfriend choke on his own blood after I stabbed him with a steak knife. I felt it when Marco handed me my first burner phone and said, blackmail's just truth with a price tag. And I felt it now, standing over Victor Crow's skinned corpse, Jack's knife dripping onto the Persian rug, while the Eclipse Society's mansion party throbbed downstairs. Victor's face, what was left of it, twisted into a rictus of shock. His skin hung in a crimson sheet over the bedpost, still warm. Jack wiped his blade on the silk sheets, humming Fly Me to the Moon. You're quiet, he said. I stared at my reflection in the bedroom's floor-to-ceiling mirror. Red sequins splattered with arterial spray. Hair matted. Eyes dead. Who the fuck are you? First time's always the hardest. Jack tossed me a hotel towel. Wipe up. You're tracking blood. I threw the towel at his face. You said he'd be asleep. Victor Crow hadn't been asleep. The midnight blue pill I'd slipped him only numbed the pain. He'd screamed when Jack made the first incision. Screamed until Jack slit his throat. Jack caught the towel unfazed. He lied to them. Told the society he'd protect their secrets. You saw the girls in his basement. I had. On our way to kill him, Jack showed me the surveillance photos. A dungeon beneath the mansion's steel cages, for Stan's dripping sedatives into bruised arms. So we're heroes now. I spat. We're judges. He grabbed my wrist, pressing the knife handle into my palm. And you're one of us, Lila. Whether you like it or not. The blade hummed with residual heat. I thought about plunging it into his throat. Then the bedroom door creaked open. The witness. A girl stood frozen in the doorway. Late teens, waif thin, dressed in a maid's uniform two sizes too big. Her eyes darted from Victor's corpse to the knife in my hand. Jack moved first. He lunged, clamping a hand over her mouth, dragging her inside. She thrashed, biting down hard enough to draw blood. Lila, he hissed. Sedative. Now. I fumbled through my clutch. Midnight blue. A syringe. The girl's screams muffled into whimpers as I jabbed the needle into her thigh. Jack held her until her limbs went slack, then lowered her to the floor. We'll dump her with the body, he said. Cops'll think she was part of the scene. I knelt beside her. A name tag pinned to her uniform. Anna. Her pulse fluttered like a caged bird under my fingers. She's 16, Jack. And she's seen our faces. He grabbed my arm. Move. I shook free. We're not animals. His laugh was a serrated edge. No. Then what's your bright idea, Mother Teresa? Anna stirred, moaning. Her eyelids fluttered. Fuck. I yanked off my sequined wrap, draping it over her shoulders. We take her with us. Jack's blade pressed against my jugular. You're risking everything for a stranger? I'm risking everything because I'm not you. For a heartbeat, I thought he'd kill us both. Then he stepped back, sheathing the knife. Fine. But when she betrays you, I'll skin you first. The safe house. Anna woke screaming. Jack's safe house was a decaying motel off Boulder Highway, room 213, reeking of mildew and meth. I held her down while she thrashed, Spanish curses spilling out between sobs. Sewell 10, Los 6, Los 6 Matarlo. I didn't let go. You're safe. We're not going to hurt you. She spat in my face. Jack leaned against the bathroom door, arms crossed. Told you. I ignored him, mopping Anna's sweat-drenched hair with a wet towel. What's your last name, Anna? She glared, trembling. Vite al Infierno. Mine's Lila. And the asshole with the knife is Jack. Jack snorted. We're not making friends. Anna's gaze darted to the door. Don't, I said. He'll shoot you before you touch the handle. She hugged her knees, silent tears cutting through the dirt on her cheeks. I handed her a lukewarm Coke from the mini-fridge. How long were you at the mansion? 2 months. Her voice was a raw whisper. They took me from Tijuana. said I'd work in a hotel. Then he, Victor, she gagged, doubling over. Jack pushed off the doorframe. Enough sob stories. You want to live? Tell us who else is in the society. Anna flinched. I don't know names. They wore masks. But, she hesitated. There's a man. American. Walks like a soldier. He came last week. Victor called him the surgeon. Jack went rigid. I frowned. You know him? He stormed outside, slamming the door. The truth in the trash. I found Jack in the parking lot, chain-smoking under a flickering neon sign. The desert wind carried the stench of fast food wrappers and diesel. Who's the surgeon? He exhaled a lungful of smoke. My brother. The world tilted. What? Half-brother. Same shitty father, different mothers. His jaw tightened. He's the reason my sister died. The pieces snapped together. The tattoo. The vendetta. The precision of his kills. You're hunting him. We're hunting him. He crushed the cigarette under his boot. And Anna's our bait. Chapter 4, Blood Diamonds. There's a saying in Vegas, the house always wins. But the house doesn't skin its losers alive. The Eclipse Society's auction was held in a decommissioned nuclear silo buried beneath a Pahrump brothel. The air tasted like rust and decay. Jack adjusted my diamond choker. A tracking device and wiretap rolled into a $2 million prop, as Anna cowered in the corner, rewrapping the bandages on her wrists. Remember the rules, Jack said, tightening the choker until I choked. Bid on lot 17. Don't make eye contact with the surgeon. And for fuck's sake, don't drink the champagne. I slapped his hand away. You forget who taught me to lie. His smile didn't reach his eyes. I taught you to survive. Tonight, you'll learn to sacrifice. Anna stood, her borrowed dress hanging loose. What if they recognize me? Jack tossed her a veil. Pray they don't. The auction. The silo's elevator plunged 30 stories into the earth. Anna gripped my arm, her nails drawing blood. The doors opened on a cathedral of depravity. Candlelit tables. Men in horned masks sipping cognac. A stage where a girl in a gilded cage sobbed silently, her tongue replaced with a pearl necklace. Lot 17 was a ledger, blackmail files on every Eclipse member. Our target. The surgeon stood at the back wall, arms crossed, face obscured by a plague doctor mask. Even in shadow, he radiated violence. Jack stiffened beside me. The auctioneer, a skeletal woman with a voice like ground glass, held up the ledger. Opening bid, $10 million. I raised my paddle. 20. Heads turned. The surgeon's mask tilted toward me. A Texan oil baron countered. 30. 40. The room buzzed. The auctioneer's grin widened. 40 million. Going once. 100. The surgeon's voice was a scalpel. Jack's hand slid to his hip holster. I stepped forward. 120. The surgeon approached, his mask reflecting the candle flames. You're new. I channeled my mother's laugh, the one she used before the crack pipe took it. And you're overbidding. He gripped my wrist, thumb pressing into the pulse point. What's your name, little moth? Lila. No lies tonight. Just bait. He leaned in, his breath reeking of antiseptic. You'll burn brighter than the rest, Lila. The trap. We won the ledger. The surgeon led us. Back in the silo's vaulted tunnels, Jack cursed. He knew. This was a setup. Anna froze. They're coming. Footsteps echoed. Dozens. Jack shoved the ledger into my hands. Take Anna. Run. Fuck that. I drew my derringer. We fight. He grabbed my face, snarling. You want to die for me, Lila? I'm not worth it. The first bullet tore through his shoulder. The surgeon stepped into the light, lowering his smoking pistol. Hello, brother. The reckoning. They disarmed us. Kneecapped Anna. Dragged Jack to the auction stage. The Eclipse members circled, hungry. The surgeon removed his mask. He looked like Jack, same jawline, same storm gray eyes, but warped. A face carved by cruelty. You've been busy, Judas. He pressed a bone saw to Jack's throat. Father would have hated you. Jack spat blood. Father hated you first. The surgeon laughed. True. But I'm the one who sold your precious Clara to the society. Who held her hand while she bled out. She begged for you, you know. Where's my brother? He promised to save me. Jack roared, lunging, but chains held him fast. The surgeon turned to me. Your turn, Lila. Kill Anna, and I'll let you live. A knife landed at my feet. Anna wept. Poor favor. The Eclipse chanted. Cut. 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 Jack met my gaze. Don't. I picked up the knife. Chapter 5, Judas Kiss. Expanded opening with moral desperation, betrayal, and escalating violence. The knife felt heavier than a body. Anna's tears pooled at my feet, mixing with Jack's blood on the auction stage. The Eclipse Society's chants thrummed in my skull. Cut. 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 A metronome for the end of the world. The surgeon's smile was a scalpel, carving me open. Do it, Lila, he purred. Prove you're not another one of Judas' lost causes. Jack strained against his chains, eyes wild. Don't give him what he wants. But survival isn't a choice, it's a reflex. I lunged. Not at Anna. At the surgeon. The blade sank into his thigh. He roared, backhanding me into the cage. The Eclipse descended, a swarm of horns and claws, but Jack was already free. How? Slicing throats with a shard of broken glass. Anna grabbed my arm, screaming, Cor, vamos, as the silo erupted into gunfire. We ran. The tunnels blurred. Jack's blood smeared the walls. Anna's breath came in ragged sobs. Behind us, the surgeon's laughter echoed. You can't outrun fate, Lila. The safe house massacre. We staggered into dawn at a motel outside Tonopah. Jack collapsed on the bed, his shoulder weeping crimson. Anna scavenged the bathroom for alcohol, bandages, anything. I pressed a towel to his wound, hands trembling. Why'd you do it? He rasped. Do what? Save me. I laughed, bitter. I didn't. I just hate following orders. Anna emerged with vodka and a rusty pair of tweezers. This'll hurt. Jack drank straight from the bottle. Do it. She dug the bullet out. He didn't scream. When it was over, Anna slumped against the wall, hugging her knees. They'll never stop hunting us. Then we hunt them first, Jack said. But the safe house was already compromised. We found Marco's body nailed to the door. Marco's gift. His hands were gone. His mouth stitched shut with piano wire. A USB drive shoved down his throat. Anna vomited in the dirt. Jack cursed. I pried the drive free, wiping blood on my jeans. The files were worse than I imagined. Video logs. Auction receipts. Names. My name. And a time-stamped recording of Marco's final moments. The surgeon leaning over him, pliers in hand. Where's Lila? Marco choking. Go to hell. A scream. Bone cracking. Jack shut the laptop. We need to move. Anna hugged herself. Where? I scrolled the files. The diamond ball. Tomorrow night. The society's laundering money there. We burn it down. Jack stared at me. You're suicidal. I'm out of options. He grabbed my collar. You're out of time. The surgeon's not just gonna kill you. He'll make you beg for it. I shoved him off. Then let's give him a show. The diamond ball. The diamond ball was Versailles on fentanyl. Chandeliers drenched in Swarovski. Billionaires in tuxedos sipping champagne laced with ketamine. I wore a backless black gown and a smile sharp enough to slit throats. Anna posed as my niece, her bruises hidden under stage makeup. Jack played valet, parking Bentleys and planting explosives. The surgeon found me at the bar. Red suits you, he said, fingering the knife scar on my shoulder. Matches your sins. I sipped my gin. You here to bid on me? You're not for sale. He pressed a pill into my palm. But you'll take this anyway. Midnight blue. Fuck. He leaned in, lips grazing my ear. The girl dies tonight. You get to choose how. Anna waved from across the ballroom, eyes wide. She'd seen him. The lights dimmed. The auction began. The trap springs. Lot 17 was a girl. My girl. Maria Reyes' sister Luz chained in a diamond collar. The auctioneer leered. Virgin. 18. Starting bid. $5 million. Jack's voice crackled in my earpiece. Bombs armed. Get out. I raised my paddle. 20 million. The surgeon matched. 30. The ballroom doors sealed shut. Lila, Jack hissed. It's a trap. The first bomb exploded. Chapter 6, Sequins and Ashes. They say Vegas doesn't sleep. They're wrong. The strip was a corpse the night I ended it all. Sirens wailed through the smoke of the Diamond Ball's ruins, fire trucks hosing down the carcass of the once-gilded ballroom. My dress hung in tatters, Anna's blood crusted under my nails, Jack's voice still ringing in my skull as he vanished into the chaos. You're on your own now, Lila. But I wasn't. The surgeon found me in the alley behind the burning wreckage, his plague doctor mask cracked, one eye swollen shut. He pressed a scalpel to my throat, his breath a mix of copper and rot. You owe me a death. I laughed. You'll have to stand in line. He dragged me to his lair, a slaughterhouse beneath Fremont Street. The walls dripped with the remnants of his art, skin stretched on frames, jars of teeth, a quilt stitched from hair, and Clara's face, preserved in resin, hanging above a rusted operating table. He strapped me down. I'll make you beautiful, Lila. Just like her. The first cut was a lover's kiss. The unmasking. J. Jack came for me at dawn. He blew the doors off their hinges, silhouetted by the rising sun, a Molotov in one hand and Clara's ledger in the other. The surgeon turned, grinning. Still playing hero, Judas? Still playing god, Caleb? The name hung in the air like a guillotine. The surgeon, Caleb, ripped off his mask. You don't get to say her name. Clara, Jack said softer. She hated you. Did you know that? Called you the rat behind your back. Caleb lunged. They crashed into the operating table, scalpel versus fists. Years of hate spilling into the blood-slicked floor. I strained against the straps, screaming, Jack. The ledger. He tossed it. I caught it with my teeth, tearing at the pages. Caleb froze. What are you doing? I spat out a mouthful of paper and blood. What you should have done. Burning it all. The Molotov shattered. The fire. Flames devoured the ledger first, names, transactions, sins. Then the skins. The hair. Clara's face melted, her smile twisting into a scream. Caleb howled, batting at the fire consuming his life's work. Jack hauled me off the table, shoving me toward the exit. Go! Not without you. Caleb tackled him. They fell into the inferno, brothers entwined, burning alive. I ran. The slaughterhouse collapsed behind me, swallowing their screams. The aftermath. They never found Jack's body. The cops called me a hero. The papers called me a lunatic. Marco's USB drive went public, Eclipse Society members arrested, empires crumbling, Vegas bleeding secrets. Anna vanished. Left a note, you saved me. Now save yourself. I tried. Change my name. My face. My sins. But the past is a stagehand that never clocks out. The encore. I'm dancing again. New club. New sequins. New lies. Tonight's mark is a senator with a taste for girls who look like his daughter. I'll drug him. Rob him. Leave him naked. But as the spotlight hits, I see him in the front row. Salt and pepper stubble. Scarred brow. Eyes like a storm. Jack lifts his glass. Smiles. The music swells. I keep dancing.